Good morning. It's 23rd of May. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Timothy chapters 4 and 5. I'm going to read today from two books. The first is a short passage from Brother Robert Roberts' Seasons of Comfort, and after that we will turn to Brother Alfred Nichols' book on Timothy and Titus. Paul writes to Timothy about godliness. On that topic, Brother Robert Roberts wrote this: "Godliness makes a promise about the life that now is, as well as that which is to come. And what is that promise? That we shall have plenty? No, perhaps that would be a curse. That we shall always be well off? No, perhaps that would blind our weak eyes to the wretchedness of our present lot, and dim the glory that is to be revealed. It is a promise that we shall not be left forsaken, and this means a great deal. It means that come prosperity or come trouble, come plenty or come poverty, come health or come sickness, come honour or come reproach, come what may, if we are called according to God's purpose, He will be at the helm to make all things work together for our ultimate good." And now to Brother Nichols. The bodily discipline, unlike the mere ascetism which mortified the flesh but achieved no other use or purpose, was profitable, even if only for a little while, as we read in verse 8 of chapter 4. The concept of a healthy mind in a healthy body brought together in harmonious relation body, soul and spirit, and although in a pagan society it could never achieve the ideal because of the mind of the flesh and the corruptible nature of the body, the theory is borne out by scripture teaching. For mortification of the flesh means bringing under control the natural thoughts and impulses, that the deeds done in the body may be deeds worthy of an immortal body. Moreover, such degree of physical fitness to which we can attain and the right use of physical resources constitute a proper care of the body given us by God for us to live out our spiritual probation. Transferred to the spiritual sphere, the concept of wholeness in development is exactly represented in Paul's use of the gymnastic metaphor. The aim of spiritual exercise is godliness, and it is achieved by those who love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, strength and mind, and who reach full age after having had, by reason of use, their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, as we read in Hebrews 5, verse 14. We can now see the force of the apostle's expression "nourished up in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine," which we read in verse 6 of chapter 4. From a child, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures, the perfect basis for the upbringing of the man of God to maturity, furnishing basic teaching, correction, restraint and the discipline which is righteousness. The word "nourished up" sums up in itself the progress of the disciple from being a newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word, to the mature age, which can take strong meat, but which nevertheless needs constant spiritual exercise to maintain its health. "And so," wrote Paul, "we both labour and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach." Thank you for listening.